There's nothing you can do about it. The bottom line exposed. I'll be up on your every thought.
Some dancing to do.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. A million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Yo, a win-win. Come again. A win-win. Come again. To the men, more concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his men come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, yo, come again.
The rider is coming. Coming to save you.
You think you can stop him? Nothing can stop him.
He's running out of time. I'll make sure of it. It's almost dawn. Slow him down.
What?
Slow him down.
Forward and Payaka. Manakl and then go Saka.
The wear on the
judge doesn't give a fuck about that. He's ready to habitualize you. Is that what you want? You want to look at 10 years? Tomorrow I'll get you out, I promise. But that means I got to pick you up tonight. Reggie, there ain't no two ways about it. You're going to spend the night in jail. But I already told you I'm going to get you out tomorrow. Now, where are you? You're at your mother's, actually. Put your mother on. Miss Gilmore? Miss Gilmore, this is Max Cherry. This is Reggie's, that's right, his bail bondsman. Look, Reggie is in big trouble. I want to pick him up, and I want you to be responsible for him before I... Sit down. Yeah, I'd like you to make sure that he's there when I get there. And look, this is second chance for him. They don't get... That's correct. All right, so I'm counting on you to help me help your son. Thank you very much. Put him back on the line, please. All right, Reggie, we're clear on this. You got it? Good. Do yourself a really big favor and be there when I get there. How can I help you?
Where can I put my ash?
Use that cup there if you like.
Oh, and I need me a bond for $10,000.
You all right out there?
Yeah. Have some coffee?
Go right ahead.
Who's that big Mandingo-looking nigga you got up there on that picture with you?
That's Winston. He works here.
Damn. He's a big one, ain't he? Y'all tight?
Yeah.
But you was boss, though, right?
Yeah.
Bet it was your idea to take that picture, too, wasn't it?
All right. You want a $10,000 bond? What have you got to put up for collateral?
Gonna have to use cash.
Do you have it with you?
Got it right here in my Raptor bag.
You have cash. What do you need me for?
Come on, man. You know how they do. Black man show up with 10,000 cash. First thing they want to know is where I got it. Then they gonna want to keep a big chunk of it. Start talking that court call shit. Fuck that noise, Jack. I go through you.
Cost you $1,000 for the bond.
I can do that.
Who's it for? Relative?
Fella named Beaumont. They got him down in county. Started out drunk driving, but they wrote it up as possession of a concealed weapon. Dumb monkey ass had a pistol on him.
$10,000 sounds high.
A run his name got a hit. He been inside. Plus, he from Kentucky, and I think they kind of prejudiced against brothers from down south out here.
If he runs and I have to go to Kentucky to bring him back, you pay the expenses.
You think you can do that?
I've done it. What's his full name?
Beaumont, that's all I know.
Would you say that Beaumont is his first or his last name?
If I had to guess, I'd say Beaumont's his Christian name.
Records office. Hello, this is Max Cherry, Cherry Bail Bonds. Who's this, please?
Yo, Del.
Hi, Vic. I need you to look up the car.
All right, man, cool. Rough arrest. We're almost done here, right?
Getting there.
Yo, yo.
I need you to look up.
You check out some music while you're sitting in the car. Take the key.
Which one's for the car?
This one right here. Use that little black thing there to turn off the alarm and unlock the door.
What do I do?
You ain't got to do nothing, man. Just point it at the car, push the button, you hear a little ooh, ooh, ooh. That mean the door's unlocked and the alarm's off. Get in.
Okay.
Play the volume loud as you want to, but don't touch my levels now. I got them set just like I like them.
Okay.
Beaumont Livingston.
Livingston, huh?
On his prior, he served 9 months. He's working on 4 years probation.
You don't say.
You know what he's on probation for?
Ain't got a clue.
Possession of unregistered machine guns.
Yeah. Now, they gonna consider that a violation of his probation?
They do consider this a violation of his probation. Your boy's looking at 10 years, plus the concealed weapon.
He ain't gonna like that. Beaumont ain't got a doing time kind of disposition.
I need your name and address.
Ordell Robie. ORDELLROBBIE. 1436 Florence Boulevard, Compton. 90222.
Is that a house or an apartment?
That's a house.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you. I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you. Can have security until the bitter end. Anyone can comfort me with promises again. I know. When I'm deep inside of me, don't be too concerned. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon.
Tour 69, get out of here!
Oh, wait.
You ripped my t-shirt.
Oh, I can sew that.
It's not necessary. Go away!
Nothing's necessary. I want to.
Great, I'll let you. Get him off! Kill our bodies! We did this for you, Anna Maria. How'd you like it?
It's disgusting. Ugh. I love it. Wow. What is that?
It's foam latex. Keep it.
You guys.
7 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlene, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Ice wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
I'm doing good.
You haven't changed a bit.
Not a bit.
Yeah, I know why you wanted to see me. Okay, let me just say the same thing to you. I said to Roddy Piper.
You're going to challenge me to a match. I respectfully decline until I have a better competition. So the answer is no. Yeah. Any other reason why you want to see me?
Well, first of all, it wasn't to challenge you to a match at all. Why would I do that? Why would I stoop so low as to wrestle you? I wrestled... You didn't wrestle. You were an announcer.
That was a very good one, though.
Yeah, that was it. But I'm not here, Vince, to wrestle you. Rest assured, you can breathe easy. I'm not here to wrestle you. I'm here to hit you below the belt where I know it'll hurt. Not physically,
I know what
but mentally.
You want me to be a guest star on a conspiracy theory? That's what it is, right?
I'll give you that. I'm sure there's a lot of conspiracies here in the WWE with you in charge. No doubt in my mind there's a plenty of conspiracies going on. No.
You went on to become governor, and I went on to become a billionaire, and you want me to sign some autographs, a picture opportunity, that sort of thing.
No. And if you think it's so great that you're a billionaire, let me tell you something. The budget of the state of Minnesota was $32 billion a year. That's what I was in charge of, McMahon. So I can come here and I can run your little pipsqueak operation here.
I get that, but why did you ask me to come in here to begin with?
All right, now you've gotten to the point. Why did I ask you? This is a throwback night, McMahon. This is a night where we go back to our past. I'm not going to wrestle you. I'm going to do with you what your father did to you. Let's go back now. I know your dad. I'm one of the few people here in this building that remembers when your father was in charge. And your father had so little confidence in you. Did you make matches? No. Did you run the operation in any manner? No. Father didn't believe in you, Vince McMahon. It was so obvious because why? He made you an announcer. That's where he knew you couldn't get in any trouble. So he was protecting his business
from his son, who had virtually no talent. So you make him an announcer. Well, Vince, that's what we're gonna do tonight, you and I. We're going back on the mic together. Just like the old days, Saturday night main event, all the WWE stuff from old. You're going back on the mic with me tonight. No match, just talking. What you might be somewhat good at.
You know,
maybe.
What? You haven't changed at all, have you?
No, I haven't. But wait a minute, don't run off. Don't run off. I'm in charge, right? Yeah, I run the show. You got no call tonight. Here's your new tuxedo. You put that on and get ready, because we're going out on the mic tonight. We're going back to what your father knew you could do, or at least thought you could do. And it doesn't even end there. Let's take a look at how nice this red bow tie's gonna look on you. I'll tell you what, if you're not Bozo the Clown, you're his twin brother. We'll see you out on the mic.
Trouble with the and chill. Up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
Somehow, some way. So a representative of each team now in the ring. There's a twist of fate.
Well, what haven't these guys done in this match, JR? Can you think of anything?
I really can't, King. What else could these men come up with? Well, Christian and Matt Hardy have the same idea. Climb the ladder.
Get rid of this thing. Get rid of that table. They're both close.
I shudder to think what could happen here. There's a belt. There's a tag team championship belts.
The table's not going to hold them, is it?
The tag titles are hanging. And the same as the careers of these young men.
Look at Edge.
Hanging in the balance.
Edge.
Christian. Matt Hardy. It's all. Oh, no. Edge pushed Matt right through the table. For the love of God. Edge and Christian are on top. Edge and Christian. Edge and Christian. Edge and Christian have won it. Souls on the line, their careers at stake, and it's Edge and Christian prevailing. Edge and Christian are the new tag team champions.
It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon. As the sun shines through the curtain lace and shadows wash the room, and we sit and drink our coffee, couched in our indifference like shells upon the shore. You can hear the ocean roar in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs, the borders of our lives. And you read your Emily Dickinson and I my Robert Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers that measure what we've lost. Like a poem poorly written, we are verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated time. And the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs are the words of our lives. Yes, we speak of things that matter with words that must be said. Can analysis be worthwhile? Is the theater really dead? And how the room has softly faded, and I only kiss your shadow, I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now unto me, lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs in the borders of our lives.
why Richie did Bobby Lupo.
I don't know who got.
Ain't cool.
What's the password, asshole?
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man.
Whose hot dog is this, huh? Is it yours?
Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
Come on, Stex.
Open the door, man. Come on.
Come on. Get in. Go. Focus fucking eye out.
Come on, you got it now.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Anybody seen Richie? Huh? I'm gonna keep coming back till somebody remembers seeing Richie.
Thank you.
take me to?
To funk it down.